The first reading today, St. Paul, in his letter to the Hebrews, speaks about how the fact that in the Old Testament there were many priests, because of their death, they were unable to continue in their priesthood. They were no longer able to offer sacrifice day after day for all of their sins and the sins of the people. But then he goes on to talk about the fact that Jesus has a priesthood that lasts forever, and therefore he doesn't have to offer sacrifice day after day like the priests in the Old Testament had to do. We might look at that and say, well, wait a second, don't we have daily sacrifice? Yes, we do. So are we either not doing what St. Paul said we're supposed to be doing, or is there some other way of understanding this? It's the latter. Understand that in the New Testament, there is only one priest. So there are thousands and thousands of priests around the world right now, but none of us have our own priesthood. It is the priesthood of Jesus Christ. He is the only priest. In the Old Testament, each priest was his own priest. Each priest, therefore, offered his own sacrifice. And of course, that sacrifice could only be offered once. You offer a lamb and burn it up on the altar, you can't offer that same lamb tomorrow because it doesn't exist anymore. And so each sacrifice was separate. Each priest was individual and unique. But in the New Testament, there is only one priest, and there is only one priesthood. And there is only one sacrifice that that one priest offers. So what does that mean for us? What that means is that all the priests throughout the world share in the one priesthood of Jesus Christ. And therefore, each priest offering that sacrifice offers the sacrifice of Jesus. I'm not offering my own separate sacrifice. I'm offering the exact same sacrifice that Jesus offered 2,000 years ago. And that same sacrifice that has continued to be offered, not offered again, offered still, continuation, not again and again and again. So yes, we can come day after day for Mass, but it is not a new and different sacrifice that is being offered, nor are we offering Jesus again as if we offered him yesterday and now we're going to offer him again today. That is not the case. He is being offered still. There is one sacrifice for all time. That's what we read in Malachi. That is also what we read in St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. He makes very clear that while he talks about the fact that Jesus offered himself once for all, there are lots of people who misinterpret that and they say, well, he offered himself once, it's for everyone, it's over. It's like, no, St. Paul says he offered himself once for all time. So yes, it is indeed for all souls, but it is for all time. One sacrifice for all time. One sacrifice that will continue until the end of the world. Again, that's what we see in Malachi, that there would be one sacrifice offered to God from the rising of the sun to its setting. That's exactly what has been happening for 2,000 years. The one sacrifice offered by the one priest. Yes, it may be that there are thousands of priests that are offering it, but each priest stands in the person of Jesus Christ. He is not his own priest. He is not offering his own separate sacrifice. That's the part we must understand. So we are here literally at Calvary. It is mystically, not physically. Obviously, we aren't being transported physically to Jerusalem, but the sacrifice of Jesus is offered at every Mass. We are present at the sacrifice of the Lord. He is the one offering the sacrifice, and he will continue to. So if we can understand and grasp that concept, then we understand it is not like the Old Testament, where each priest offered his own sacrifice in a different one day after day after day. But if we understand there is only one priest, there is only one priesthood, there is only one sacrifice offered for all time by the one priest, Jesus Christ.